I'm going to welcome Greg Moores. Greg, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I've been really excited to introduce you. In fact, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give a quick overview, but I'm going to let you introduce yourself. You and I, we haven't really known each other that long, but in our short relationship here, I've really developed a great level of a very high level of respect for you due to all your experience and what I've already learned. And I've already started applying some of the principles that you're going to teach about. If you're if you've got on a cell phone or on a phone, if you could mute yourself out, press star 6 because I have the call open. We have no more background noise. Appreciate it. Basically, I'm really excited about beginning to lose the agenda of selling. It can be quite stressful if you feel like you have to do something and have an agenda. People will feel that, and you know, you fluctuate as you're in the business. And I can tell you, I've honestly fluctuated, felt pressure of having to sell versus just having fun with people. And so I'm looking forward to hearing how you're going to help us overcome that. If you are, you know, please mute yourself out. If you have, if you're not muted, star 6. I'm looking forward to telling everybody about filling the prosperity bucket. I've been thinking about this every single day, multiple times a day, how I can start to increase the amount of the tokens in my prosperity bucket and really truly help others with an authentic approach. So with that said, Greg, you know, please give an overview of what you do with your Life Camp, the business you've created over the last, you know, 20 years of experience and how you're going to, you know, help us tonight.
Great. In the interest of you know, making the best use of time, I'll tell you what. For those of you that are online, you can go to lifecamp.com if you want a face to associate with what we're going to hear today.
You're here.
I want to start with a story. So one of the things that I've done a whole bunch of things. And what I do right now is I'm a coach. I help people really create a life that's really fulfilling to them. And but before I was a coach, I was a monk for about 8 years. And one of the things that happened to me in the monastery was I developed an addiction to sugar. It's interesting. Monks we got to abstain from all kinds of stuff, like no sex, no four-letter language, you know, a bunch of things that we're not allowed to do because we've got all these vows and restrictions. But it was like the one thing you could go berserk on was sugar. So, and it was interesting because people were like, oh, the poor monks. So they would send us all this chocolate from foreign countries and Zucker torts and all kinds of stuff. I mean, we had a great time with the sugar. But when I left the monastery, I was, you know, it's like I was like yearning for sugar all the time. And one day I ran into Sean at a networking meeting.
John Finnegan.
He looked down at my plate. I had this big, fat, you know, slab of cheesecake. And Sean said, he looked at me, you know, I could see this little quizzical look in his eye, and he said, Greg, we can do better than that. And he was talking about, you know, when you eat that stuff, your blood sugar spikes, then you come down and you crash. And I knew exactly what he'd been talking about. I've been experiencing that for you know, years. And so I said, well, what do you recommend? And he gave me a can of Pulse, and he said, put this where you put your chocolate. And I did. I just said, all right. And he said, move the chocolate and put this on the shelf where you have the chocolate. And when you get a craving for, you know, the sugar or the chocolate or whatever, he says, just take a little bit of this and see how it makes you feel. And Sean, let me tell you, the reason I'm doing this today is because of Brain Garden has changed my life. I'm not just a networking guy. I'm going to give you some amazing tools in networking. I do presentations all over the place in networking. But I love Brain Garden because I don't have a sugar craving anymore. I take a little bit of the Brain Garden whenever I get a little craving for sugar, and I feel so much better. And Sean explained to me how junk food actually depletes your body of nutrients, and Brain Garden puts it back in, so you're less hungry and more, you know, you got more nutrition in your body. And all this stuff started making sense to me, and the only reason, and I'm doing this not just because I love Brain Garden, was because I'm hoping that Sean and Adam are going to send me some in exchange for this phone call, okay? I'm laying that out there right now. And they mentioned establishing one habit at a time. And that's the one habit that I established that literally changed my life. Because my wife noticed I'm not spiking anymore, I'm less moody, all kinds of stuff. So with that, let me ask you guys a question. What's your winning story? I just told you my winning story. And I don't even sell Brain Garden, but I promise you I could sell Brain Garden. And when I see Sean at a networking meeting, I will walk up to him when he's talking to someone, and I will make it my objective to make sure that the person that Sean's talking to gets to hear how Brain Garden has changed my life. And the reason I do that is because I don't get a kickback on that. I do that because I believe in the product and I'm passionate about it. And passion is what sells. Have Haven't you experienced that? If you've got somebody that really believes in their product, that's what really sells. Perfect example, Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts do great with selling Girl Scout cookies, right? And they don't walk up to you, you know, kind of like shy or feeling like, they're just like, want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? Because they know, this is fantastic, this is great, I get to be a Girl Scout because of this stuff. And that's what those little girls have that makes them so good at selling Girl Scout cookies, is no agenda. They're just authentic. They're not sitting there worried about whether or not you're going to buy Girl Scout cookies. They could care less. They're going to sell Girl Scout cookies anyway, right? When you have that kind of attitude, I'm going to sell Girl Scout cookies, you know, I'm going to sell Brain Garden no matter what, and you're just like banging on the phone, you know, and the money is in the phone, guys. The money is in the phone and on the relationships. If you guys really want to be successful, you got to pick up the phone. If I want to be successful, I got to pick up the phone. And stop whining about how, you know, oh, if I sit here at my desk, nobody's calling, nobody wants me. Hey, people want what they want, and that's why they're going to buy Brain Garden, is to get what they want. And that's what, you know, these guys were pointing out earlier in the call. So let me ask a question. How many of you push the one key if you're nauseated by the concept of selling Brain Garden?
Good, we're making some progress.
Everybody likes it, Greg.
Well, awesome. So if you've had that nauseating feeling of selling, that cold calling, it's because you have an agenda. So step number one is lose your agenda. Okay? Now, for those of you, how many of you have a winning story? Press the one key. Awesome. Awesome. So here's what I'm going to recommend you do. Listen to this, man. We got a symphony going. So here's what I'm going to recommend you do. Next time somebody says, what do you do? Don't tell them, I sell nutritional supplements. Say, can I tell you a story? Somebody says, what do? You say, let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? They say, sure. You say, you know, just tell them your winning story, just like the story I told. I have countless winning stories about my coaching. And I'll just, you know, find out about somebody, get interested in them, and I'll say, can I tell you a story rather than tell you what I do? And I remember people for what they love to do, not for what they do for a living. And what I'm doing here, like when I mentioned walking up to Sean, the reason I do that is because I've figured out how sales really works. And for those of you that know the 20-80 principle, they know that 20% of the people...
Hold on one sec, okay?
Sure.
Anyone on a cell phone, please mute yourself out, or there's some background noise coming in, an echo, if you will. I think we still got the echo. I can't mute the line because Greg's not on the speaker line, but yeah, if everybody can mute out their lines, Greg, we're not going to be able to have as much interaction if that's okay.
Oh, with the pushing buttons?
There you go. The echo's gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, let me mute. Hold on.
Okay. If you'd like interaction, Greg, you can, but people just have to star six in and out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
No problem. So, what I discovered early on is that every human being has this little invisible bucket of prosperity that kind of hovers above one of your shoulders, okay? And every time I help somebody get what they want, a deposit goes in my bucket. In other words, when I make a contribution to the success of somebody else's business, an invisible deposit, a little coin, gets dropped in my bucket. And then for some reason, when my bills are due, I got plenty of money in that bucket. I haven't figured out how it works, except that I know that when I make myself a contribution monster, where I go to a networking meeting and I'm just like, I am going to help people get what they want, then I'm going to end up having everything I need. It's a quote by Zig Ziglar. You can have anything you want if you help enough other people get what they want. Now, probably most of you have had the experience that if I were to ask you, what percentage of the people out there could benefit if they were used Brain Garden? Most of you would say probably 80% or more, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So with 80% or more of the people out there that could use your products or services, what ends up happening is you step out into the world and you tell people about Brain Garden, and then what percentage of the people actually end up using your services and buying Brain Garden? It's usually less than 5%. So when we take the possibilities of 80% into a real world of 5%, we end up discouraged, right?
Absolutely.
So what would be a lot more fun is, instead of getting discouraged, I figured out, you know, every time I talk to somebody about my products or services, or, you know, if I'm selling Brain Garden, if I talk to somebody about Brain Garden, they don't want to buy Brain Garden, I've wasted my time. So I figured out I don't like to waste my time. So what I learned to do is in every conversation I have with every person I meet, I'm going to help them get something they want, even if it has nothing to do with Brain Garden, because then I can put a deposit in my prosperity bucket, and when I need clients, the universe just sends them to me. I have clients that show up from nowhere. I have clients that show up from people that are like, oh, yeah, my brother told me, just call this guy, and he wouldn't even tell me anything about you. And so you want to have people referring you like that. Now, you know, I'd like to leave an impression on people, because what I've learned is that every human being has 250 businesses and 150 people in their mind just floating around up there. Like, if I were to ask you right now, where do I take my car to get it fixed? Each one of you has a concept. If I ask you, God, who's a good CPA? Or who's a good bookkeeper? Or, you know, I need a financial planner. Or, God, I need a new housekeeper. Each one of you probably has, you know, there's probably, I probably could, you could email me dozens of names of those people. So I'm not as interested necessarily in doing business with the person I'm talking to. I want to get into their database. I want them to remember me so that when, with those 250 people in their head, everyone that's overweight and needs to change their diet, they're going to say to them, hey, you know, I met this guy at this networking meeting. He was so passionate about what he was doing, and he had people coming up to him and saying, you know, this guy changed his life. And so they're telling their friends to call me. Why would I do business with one person when I can do business with 250? So I don't even ever worry about whether the person I'm talking to is going to buy my products or services or not. I just let them know how passionate I am by telling my winning story and then getting interested in what do they want. And I'm hungry to find out what they want, even if it has nothing to do with me, so that I can make a contribution and get that deposit in my prosperity bucket. Am I making sense?
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is that by looking out for their needs, even if it has nothing to do with what you want, you're going to be doing the right thing for you because you're helping them without having an agenda.
Yeah. Now, notice, I don't have to go out and pull out of legwork to do this. I use my networking team. You guys have, you know, you got dozens of people on the phone right now. If you don't know someone that's a CPA, get on the phone with one of the guys that you know from Brain Garden that you met that was a friend of yours and say, hey, do you know a good CPA? And call the person back and tell them about the good CPA. It only takes 5 minutes to give a good referral. So either I'm going to help fulfill the person's need or I'm going to get them a referral. And in each case, I get that 5% I was talking about. Not only now is it up around 80%, it's 100%. Because I just get somebody on the phone. If somebody wants a cutthroat attorney, great. I'll make a call and I'll find a cutthroat attorney. I'll say, call this guy. He's a bulldog. If I, you know, if somebody needs, you know, nutrition, great. You know, I'm committed to seeing you have a fantastic experience of health. Let's talk about how we can make that happen. Maybe it has something to do with Brain Garden. Maybe it does. Maybe I can just refer them to Sean, and that's what I do. I keep a stack of cards. By the way, Sean, I need you to send me more cards. I gave all your cards away. Send me some if you get a chance. So this prosperity bucket is something I'm working all the time. We were talking a little bit about, you know, networking. Networking works. 95% of, you know, small business sales happens through networking. Almost none, 0.01% through advertising, and less than 3% through marketing. Marketing, by the way, guys, means flyers. Now, you may think I'm nuts, but I recommend you don't have flyers, and I'll tell you the truth, I don't even recommend you have business cards. Because here's what happens. When you ask somebody, when you're, and you definitely shouldn't hand out your flyers. Somebody else can hand out your flyers because it's only, you know, it's the only time really that I let people hand out my flyers is if it's somebody other than me. If somebody's talking to me and they have a desire for my services and they say, great, can I have your flyer? I want to get their yearning for my services to be greater. And if I hand them a flyer, can you see how their yearning for my services goes down? I've given them something that fulfills their desire. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you want to inhibit the desire.
I want to grow their desire so they're so ravenous for my services that they're just like, give me your number. I need to talk to you. And when they do that, I don't give them my number. I say, you give me your number, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
You want to inhibit the fulfillment.
Not inhibit. I want to grow their fulfillment. I want to basically when they say, you know, look, you know, I'd like to have, you know, a better nutritional product. Or I'd like to, you know, improve my health. I say, let me ask you a question. If this was like sky's the limit, if you found a genie bottle on the beach and you could have any health you wanted, any body you wanted, what would it be? And they say something like, well, you know, I'd like to, I wouldn't mind looking like Charlize Theron. Then I'm like, you know, I'm committed to seeing that you have a body like Charlize Theron. Now, I haven't told them anything about Brain Garden yet. Well, wait a minute. How are you going to get me to look like Charlize Theron? Well, I'll tell you. I've got these incredible nutritional products. Let me tell you my story. I used to be addicted to chocolate. Guy walks up to me at a party, says, you know, that cheesecake isn't helping you. So he gives me this stuff to take instead of sweets. I took it, and I have got more energy now than I've ever had in my life. I'm sleeping 6 hours instead of 8 hours, and it's all because I just, instead of eating junk food that was depleting my nutrition, I'm eating stuff that's nutritional for me. And so, you know, notice, I still haven't even mentioned Brain Garden. They're like, well, what is this stuff? Well, let me ask a couple more questions before I bother giving you some information that may be useless to you. Would you be willing to, you know, try a little can of this stuff that has changed my life if I, you know, gave you a little sample of it? Or for $5, would you be willing to take, I'll challenge you, if you try this stuff for 1 week and you don't have a noticeable difference in the energy in your body and how much vitality you have and just feel like you're less, you know, dragon and less starving, then I'll give you your money back. Would you be willing to try that for 1 week? And notice, I still don't even have to tell them what the product is yet. Well, sure. All right. Well, here's this stuff. It's called Brain Garden. And try it for a week and get back to me. Because the truth is, they don't care what the name of the stuff is, because all they care about is their experience. When they have an experience, then they're going to be interested in the name of this stuff and where did it come from and what's going on with it. So my first job, if I'm going to really be selling Brain Garden, is to get them to try some of this stuff so they can have the experience of what it's like to have incredible nutrition in my life. And in doing that, I want to mention something that this is probably the single one little tool here. If you walk away with nothing but this, I'm going to completely change the subject for just a couple minutes. If you walk away with nothing than what I'm about to tell you right now, this alone will triple your business. I don't care what business you're in. You ready?
Ready.
What percentage of the time do people end up talking about the past? What would you say? Would it be half their time, three-quarters of their time? The average is 75%. In normal daily conversation and business conversation, people spend 75% talking about the past. For 75% of the time, talking about the past. Now, question, can you change the past? Is there any fruit, any profit, any productivity in the past? Even in stupid little conversations like, hey, what'd you do last weekend? When people ask me that, I don't talk about the past. I talk about the future. I say something like, well, let me tell you what I'm doing next weekend. When people say things to me like, oh, you know, so how's that nutritional thing going for you? I say, well, incredible. Let me tell you where I'm headed. I'm going to be in better health in 2 years than I was when I was 20 years old. And this is basically just shifting your conversation from the past to the future. So I have a challenge for you. Try this for 1 week. In every conversation you have, instead of talking about the past and, you know, oh, and here's the history of the company, and here's, you know, I found out about it through this guy that I met through this guy, and all the stuff that doesn't do a thing for your business, help ask people about their vision for their future. And if they're interested in you, you can tell them about your vision for your future and how Brain Garden's included in it. And that alone, if it's true that three-quarters of our time is spent talking about the past, which is totally non-productive time, and that means that most of the clients that you have and all the productivity that you have is about talking about the future, that 25%. If I just swing that 75% over to the other side so that you spend 100% of your time talking about the future, you're going to be four times as productive in an eight-hour period. Does that make sense?
Totally. Well, I never thought of it that way. In reflecting, Greg, you know, immediately reflecting on what you just said, it's like I can totally see how the majority of the conversations are in the past. It's unbelievable.
And all you got to do is just shift. Somebody says something like, oh, God, you know, I've had a really rough week. It's like, so what kind of week would you like to have next week? People like, God, you know, it's just like I've had trouble. I've been on this diet. I've been on that diet. You know what? I'm committed to seeing you have a totally new experience. If you could have anything, what would you really want to have for your health over the next 6 months? And notice, I'm out of the box here. I'm talking genie bottle on the beach. I'm talking beyond, obviously beyond anything I could deliver. And then when they say, well, you know, I'd like to be thinner, I use the most powerful words that and I teach this in business, I teach this in networking, and here are the words. I am committed to, followed by their vision. Somebody says, I'd like to lose weight. I'm committed to seeing you lose weight. Followed by a long pause of silence. Now, I actually use this with Adam. I talked to Adam and I said, you know, Adam, I'm committed to seeing that everyone on that networking call doubles their business because I was on the phone for a half an hour. And Adam's next words to me were, Greg, what do you want for this? What can we do for you? Remember what I said about you can have anything you want if you help enough other people get what they want?
Mm-hmm.
It showed up right there in the moment. Do you remember, Adam?
I totally remember.
And you didn't even realize it. I was using a technique on you.
Oh, you're so deceptive.
So you guys can use this technique. If you really believe in Brain Garden and you believe it can change people's lives, tell them. I'm committed to seeing that you have the best health you've ever had in your life. Or if you happen to be passionate about people having a nice figure, you know, I'm committed to seeing you lose 3 inches on your waist. If you're committed, if you personally... what you love about Brain Garden is that it gives you more energy, then tell people, I'm committed to seeing that you have 50% more energy in everything you do. Now, that's a provocative thing to say.
It's much more tangible.
Yeah, and it's just like, and I don't have to tell them about, let me tell you about my great products and what they do and how they work. That's boring data, guys. People want to know, what experience am I going to get from this product? Remember car commercials? How car commuters used to come on and they tell you, oh, this car has 350 horsepower and it's got an automatic transmission with overdrive, and they used to tell you all about the features and benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed car commercials lately? They don't tell you jack about that car. All they do is they show this person flying across the highway with these, you know, big flames coming off or water flying out on both sides, and they get top down and the wind's blowing through their hair, and then it says, you know, the name of the car company. It's all about experience, and marketers have learned it is no longer about features and benefits. It's not about the history. Nobody cares. People want to know what's the experience that you're going to help me have. So when you're talking to people, talk about the experience. Talk about the experience you've had. Talk about the experience they can have. So I'm going to give you 3 questions for finding out what people really, what their vision is and how you can help them. Here are the 3 questions. Number 1. What do you really want? Well, what do you mean by that? Well, with regard to your health, if you could have anything, what do you really want? Now, I want you to notice how I'm asking that question. I'm not saying, what do you really want? I'm saying, what do you really want? And the way you ask it creates a compelling interest. You can watch their eyes light up when you ask them that way. Again, it's like with a genie bottle. Second question. What is it you don't want? When I say to someone, hey, what do you really want? Well, you know, I don't have the career I want. I wish I had a more passionate career. Great, what is it you don't want? Well, you know, I'm tired of, you know, doing a job where I got to get this corporate, you know, all this red tape and bureaucracy. And here's the 3rd question. Tell me something, what's your biggest concern? Well, my biggest concern is that, you know, I'm just going to end up with this mediocre lifestyle. And you can do the exact same thing with health. What is it you really want? Well, you know, I really want to lose 15 pounds. What is it you don't want? I don't want to go on one of those ridiculous diets where you lose it and gain it back in 5 days. And what's your biggest concern? Well, my biggest concern is that I'll keep getting fatter instead of getting skinnier. And eventually I'll end up with a heart attack. Followed by the magic statement. You know, I'm committed to seeing that you lose 15 pounds. Followed by the pause. So there's the 5 steps. Magic conversation. What do you really want? What is it you don't want? What's your biggest concern? I'm committed to seeing that you get what you really want. Now, notice, if the person says what they really want is, you know, that they really need a lawyer, great. Still tell them I'm committed to seeing what you get what you want. I've got a referral for you. Because if you say, gosh, you know, I don't know any good lawyers, you've wasted your time, and you've wasted their time, and you just slammed the book on those 250 people that are floating around in their head. But if you can give them an experience, hey, look, if I knock if I knock Adam's socks off on this call, he's going to feel indebted to me, right, guys? My job is to get you guys so fired up about Brain Garden that he literally sees the numbers go up, and he won't even know how to repay me.
I'll figure out a way.
And that's my commitment to you, Adam.
I appreciate that, Greg. I mean, I can't believe how much I've learned. Continue, please.
And you can hear it's about the energy. I'm passionate about this stuff. Brain Garden changed my life. I'm sure for many of you on the phone, it's changed your life. That's why you got into it. And it's a choice I make. Sure, I have a voice in the back of my head that says, you know, you don't really care about these people. You know, you're just doing this for the money. You're just hoping Adam will send you for free Brain Garden. And I'm going, no, I'm committed to the commitment. I'm committed to the contribution here. I want these people to have amazing experience with Brain Garden. I argue with those voices. I choose to be committed to you guys.
So we've all got those voices going on, huh?
Pardon?
We've all got those types of voices going.
Yeah, everyone's got that voice that it just screams at you, how dare you? You're just in it for the money, you know. Greg, just tell the voice, no, it's not true. I love Brain Garden. Let me tell you my story. I talk to the voice in my head, and I convince it that I'm committed to Brain Garden. I argue with it. Because if I just listen to it, it kicks my butt. So I got to learn to talk back and make choices for what's going to be most meaningful to me in my life. So did everybody get those four, little five-step deal?
Why don't you repeat it once more?
First step, what is it you really want? If you could have anything, second step, what is it you don't want? Third step, what's your biggest concern? Fourth step is you summarize, you know, I'm committed to seeing that you get what you really want. And the fifth step is to pause. And that is the magical pause of selling. And the reason we leave that pause, and that don't offer to give them any freebies, they should just be silent and let them choose if they're going to work with you. If they want you to work on helping them and getting committed to their product. Because if you got to push them over the edge, you're going to be working to keep them happy clients all along the way. When people come up to me and they say something to me like, hey, Greg, why should I use you as my coach? My answer is, you shouldn't. If you don't have a passionate reason for changing your life, I am not the right person for you. Because I am not going to do your work for you. You got to want to change your life. And if you do, I can promise you, I got the most powerful tools. I will never give up on you. I will put my intention behind your intention, and you're going to be successful. But if you think this is like something where I got to convince you to have a fantastic life, you shouldn't work with me. And if people walk up to you and say, why should I use Brain Garden? You should have the same answer. No, you shouldn't. Unless you want to have fantastic health. And if you do, we can talk about that. So, the reason, I want to just tell you why this is so powerful. What is it you really want? If you ask it, not at a mediocre level, but at a greater level, it gets people interested. The question, what is it you don't want? Here's why that works. If I ask somebody what they don't want, by virtue of the fact that I'm asking, you can tell I'm committed to seeing they don't get it, right? If I was afraid I was going to give somebody something they didn't want when I asked that question, no, I would avoid it. So when I say to somebody, tell me something, with regard to your health, what is it you don't want? It makes them feel like they're being taken care of, like I'm willing to take responsibility for seeing that you don't get the kind of health you don't want anymore. The third question, what's your biggest concern, does more of the same, but it addresses the one thing that's going to keep them from using Brain Garden, which is their greatest fear, whatever it happens to be. So I ask them, what's your biggest concern? Like, you know, oh, they say, well, you know, Brain Garden's kind of expensive. So, you know, I'm committed to seeing that you can afford Brain Garden. Well, how would that work? I'll tell you something, guys. For a while, I was trading out. I was, you know, I would find Sean and say, hey, Sean, you know, if I could get you some amazing coaching, would you be willing to buy me some Brain Garden? And he did. Because I make good money doing coaching, and you know, he gets a discount on the Brain Garden. So he was willing to trade out with me. And if you guys are willing to make that kind of a deal where you get somebody to support your business and you pay for the Brain Garden, maybe that works for you. You know, get a CPA or bookkeeper or something like that. Look for creative ways to make this stuff happen. So each one of those, by doing that, by getting committed to people and telling them, you know, I'm going to help you get what you want, again, another deposit in my prosperity bucket. Just keep remembering, what can I do today to make a deposit in the prosperity bucket? And guys, it may not even need to do with business. I might go out and rake my neighbor's front porch in order to make my contribution that day and put a little deposit in the bucket. Making sense?
Totally makes sense. So Greg, we're getting on towards the end of the call here. Do you feel like you're ready to open it up for questions, or Are you at that point yet?
I am, and I'd be happy to. Let me just see if I go through the. Let me open up. Before I open up for questions, what I'd like to do is open the line up, and what I'd like to do is ask you guys, what are the golden nuggets you've gotten from this conversation so far? What's the one thing that has been most meaningful to you or just struck you like, wow, I can make sense of that? Anyone?
Sandy, can I say something? Okay.
Sure, Sandy, what's up?
All right. I love this. I really, really, really got something out of this. Is when you were talking about the experience that people have on the product. In other words, you know, they want to know what their experience is going to be. You know, not what the features, not what the benefits are, but what the experience is going to be.
Got it. That thank you.
So true. That is absolutely so true. And I'll tell you what, that right there can help so many of us, because what happens to distributors when they get involved in the business, and I've been in this industry for 15 years, and I've been in the Brain Garden for almost 5. I find myself, okay, you know, going on and on, all right, about the value of this and the value of that and, you know, nutrition, and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And I think to myself, what are you doing, Sandy? Because as you go on and talk with most people, you start losing them after a while. You did.
Yeah, their eyes glaze over.
And then the other thing is, for heaven's sakes, I am not an expert. You know, I am not. And everybody that comes into this business, most people aren't. I mean, Adam is and Sean is, but I certainly am not. And I think to myself, what am I doing? Okay? And most other people that do, they come up and they're not experts. And, you know, just that point right there is a very good point.
You know, thank you.
Just teaching everybody when they come into the business that experience, and of course, that comes from storytelling, which is what we are. You know, we're storytellers. And just telling our story and other stories, what you're doing is you're passing on the experience, and that is what sells.
Exactly. And it's not just about passing on the experience you have had. I would love to have these guys have a fantastic experience in their networking conversation.
Right.
So that it's not about I got to wait till they buy Brain Garden before I can have a great experience. No, man, just be committed to their health right now, and they're already a customer. So what are the golden nuggets that we got? Anyone? Hello, yes?
Hi, this is Selena.
Hi, what'd you get, Selena?
Okay, I got Lose Your Agenda.
Good.
That was really good. Could you guys go off on that a little bit more?
Sure. Well, let me ask a question. When somebody walks through the door, how many steps do they get in your direction before you get it that they've got an agenda? What would you say?
Walking in
like
the
somebody
door.
Walks into a room and you're in the room, and how long before you can feel that they've got an agenda?
You know, most people are pretty good at not showing it.
Yeah, but you know what? Most people would say, I can tell within 2 words whether somebody's got an agenda. It's like, you know, like when the newspaper calls, you say, hi, how are you tonight, Mr. Morris?
You're
you
right.
Can hear the agenda in the stupid first sentence, right?
You're right.
So here's what I need you guys to know. No matter you think that you might, that they can't tell that you've got an agenda, look, they know already in the first 3 words. You might as well walk up to them without an agenda. Be passionate about Brain Garden, but just like, you know, don't even try to sell them. Don't worry about selling them. Just lose your agenda. Say, you know, I'm here to have this person really have a fantastic experience in the next 5 minutes with me. So that's what losing your agenda is like.
Meaning the agenda of selling and even your personal agenda as being a distributor and all of your goals as well.
Yeah. It's like, you know, everyone has had the experience. You know, we've all tried to change somebody else, right?
Totally, yeah.
And we all know it just doesn't work. You can't change other people.
Yep.
So the next thing we do is we try to change ourselves. Well, that doesn't even work. Really, what you got to do is find out what's most passionate for you and go out and do it. Well, we know we can't change other people, but we also know that every one of us has said something at some point that literally has transformed people's lives. Like, I've said things, and I've had people come up to me and say, Greg, God, that was so meaningful. It's like totally, Sandy just said it. She said, oh, my God, I just got it about the experience. And notice, I'm not trying to change anybody. I'm just being passionately who I am, and it changes people's lives all over the place because I don't have an agenda. And that's what I'm saying is when you're trying to get somewhere, when you're pushing the energy, it locks up and nothing happens. But if you can lose trying to push the energy and just say, man, I am just, you know what? We all have had breakthroughs in sales when we say, screw it, I'm not going to try to sell anymore. I'm just going to go and have a good time. And you walk out with three clients, don't you? So you might as well, you know, walk in that way at the very beginning. Walk in unconsciously, incompetent, and just have fun, and you're going to find out you walk out with clients and you don't even know what you're doing. You don't need to know the facts. You don't need to know the details. All you need to do is get committed to people's health. Did I answer your question?
Absolutely.
About what the agenda is?
Because if your personal agenda is to help all beings, then you might not want to lose that one. But you're right. You're exactly right as far as, you know, not looking for that sale and not looking for the dollar sign. I really resonate with that. And, you know, you're right. You can tell when someone has an end in mind rather than having the nurturing, the caring aspect. Just, you know, emanating from them, and that, you know, you're right, that always attracts people, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other golden nuggets, anyway?
I have one.
Yeah.
I basically said it already, but my golden nugget was in stop talking about the past. That really resonated with me, as Selena would say, and, I mean, I just, you know, that was everything you said tonight has been incredibly powerful. But that was the one thing that really hit with me because I find myself talking about the past a lot, and that doesn't mean anything. Let's focus on where we are and where we're going.
Yeah. So I've had clients triple their business with that one thing. Girl used to do marketing. She did a 45-minute interview about what kind of marketing have you done and how's it working for you, and she just shifted that all to, let me ask the question. Right? They'd sit down, she'd say, what would you love to have happen with your marketing? And she says she was having clients come in and sign up in 15 minutes, and she tripled her business in 2 weeks.
Well, we've been
doing an hour and a half interview. Just cut out all the gumbo about the past.
Well, I can tell you, with all of us here on the call, we all have different levels of what we're achieving for as far as our new Food First Leader program is concerned, and we all could use to lose the agenda and forget about the past and focus on the future so that we can triple our business so that we can, you know, achieve these upper levels. I can tell you that.
Any other golden nuggets?
I've got a question.
Yeah.
This is Bonnie. Hi, this has been great.
Hey, Bonnie, good.
Hey. Got a question. How do you separate the agenda from your setting your intention, walking into your day and wanting to set an intention for what you'd like to accomplish?
Well, here's what I do. I set my intention by writing down, what am I going to accomplish today? Today, five people are going to have a fantastic experience of life, and I make it my intention that I'm going to make enough phone calls, or I'm going to, whether it's three of them or clients or whatever. And I do that in the morning, and I write it down on that piece of paper. And then I set the thing aside, and I'm out of it. Now I'm totally interested in other people. I've already set my intention for the day. I don't have to keep bringing it in. I don't have to push it. And then at the end of the day, I can look at my list, and I can just check off how many people was it, and usually it's more than five. Because I'm going passionately out there being a contribution. So in order to separate your intention from your agenda is I start with all that, okay, here's what I'm going to create. I push all my energy in the morning when I'm alone. You know, right after I do my morning meditation or whatever, and then I just sit there and I go, okay, here's my intention for the day. And the way I do this is like I just look up, you know, wherever you experience your higher power, and I say, today five people are going to have an amazing experience. That is my intention. You handle it. And then I've done my pushing for the day. Now I can sit back. And I can just call people up and get interested and say, hi, you know, I mentioned a networking meeting. I was interested. Tell me a little more. Tell me your winning story. I don't ever say, tell me what you do. I don't care what people do. I only remember people for the passionate experiences they have. I never remember. You tell me what you do, I'll forget you. You tell me tell me a specific story about a passionate experience you had, and I'll never forget you.
Hmm.
So did I answer your question, though, about the difference between an agenda and an intention?
Yeah, I loved it. Thanks.
Great.
The question I have is how do you deal with relating your story, which is in the past, but yet only dealing with the future?
Well, you can tell your story from the perspective of, it's a little invisible and, you know, kind of a voice you have with, this is my intention for you. Like you can hear when I tell the story about how, you know, I was sitting there and I had this plate and I had my cheesecake on it and it was like, you know, you can tell that even the way I'm telling the story, I'm giving you You guys can use my story. Right? So I'm telling you from such a perspective that I had this experience, and it was so meaningful to me, and that's what I'm committed to for you.
Okay, for the future.
Yeah, I'm committed to seeing that you have the same experience for the story I just told. So I can, it's okay to tell stories about the past, stay out of the facts and the history and the benefits and the features. And again, the difference between, you know, talking just about the past and talking about the past in such a way that it serves, you know, your business is experience. If you're passionate about what you're talking about in the past, then in the moment, it's a powerful experience, right?
Right.
But if you're just like reading out of a history book about, you know, brain guards have been around for this long, and here's how the founders had an idea about it, and here's how they processed the food, it's like, you know, all right, that's fine. If you can, if you're passionate about that, that's great. But if you have no real experience of passion around any of those details, lose them. Just drop them out of your conversation. They're not helping you do anything.
Mm-hmm. It just prolongs the agony.
Yeah. Just get it. Get interested in what you can do for the other person. Other questions?
Greg, this is Kathy in Florida.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, I've enjoyed this immensely. I think the uniqueness of the five steps is just incredible because, you know, how many people do you meet or have you met just in the last 2 years they have really looked you in the eye and asked you any of these questions? You know, what do you really want? You know, what don't you want? You know, we all are saying, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine. You know, do they really care? No.
No.
You know, it's a figure of speech. But if you are truly taking that even small, you know, amount of time and you're looking somebody in the eye and they are really understanding that you're interested, you're sincerely interested. And, you know, then it really takes you back because you're thinking, well, what do I want? And what am I afraid? You know, what is my biggest concern?
Yeah.
And then to switch it around and say, you know, when you're really listening, you have to be really listening or you cannot respond with, you know, I'm committed to helping you achieve those things. I mean, there's somebody actually concerned about you. They're listening to you. We all need to have someone care enough to listen to us.
You got it.
What a fantastic thing.
And notice Brain Garden is just a prop for us to have a great experience, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like, look, you know, the cars, everything we're driving, it's all props. Now, and let me ask, what was your name again?
I'm Kathy.
Kathy, do you know anyone that doesn't want more?
I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear you, Greg.
Do you know anyone that doesn't want more?
Absolutely not.
Every human being wants more.
Every minute.
Every minute. It's just like, you just got to find out, you know, the nature of being human is to yearn. So find out what they want. You know, it's just saying, what do you really want? Nobody's ever going to say nothing.
And there's, Chris, there's got to be a technique where you're looking them in the eye, the pausing business. See, there is, you know, it's not just, what do you want? You know, it's when you stop.
Yeah.
And they know that, you know, you're waiting because they're thinking and you're actually waiting and giving them the courtesy of answering you. I mean, how many times has that happened in your life? Not very many.
Yeah.
Even the people that we're married to, honest to goodness, it's the truth.
Mm.
None of us have time. We don't think.
Yeah, that pause is really hard, but it's incredibly powerful.
But what is it? Whoever speaks loses.
You got it.
Hey, Greg. We're down to about 3 minutes. And so, you know, if there, you know, obviously we're not going to be able to answer everybody's questions. What would you like to do about that?
Well, I just wanted to make one. I want to bring one more quick little thing to the fore here. And what we can do is, Adam, I'd be happy to set up another conference call sometime for you and see if we can do this again if people have gotten value out of it. There's one thing that I mentioned, and I kind of flew it past you, but it's really powerful. It's the puppy system. I mentioned it briefly, but I didn't bring your attention to it. I said I walked up to Sean when I saw him talking to someone about Brain Garden, and I told the person that Sean was talking to, you have got to try Brain Garden. It has changed my life. Now, do you suppose that that person signed up with Sean?
Very likely that they did.
Absolutely. When he gets a third-party reference like that, you guys should use the buddy system so that when you're at a networking meeting and you've seen someone that has, you know, got incredible services that have benefited you, and I encourage everybody to join networking meetings, and you say to them, hey, you know, to make it your business, to make sure somebody else's business grows, your prosperity bucket is going to be overflowing, guys. And you're going to have clients coming out of the woodwork. So that's the one little thing that I nobody mentioned as a golden nugget. And Adam, I'm going to leave it up to you to, you know, if people want, you know, are interested in private coaching, you can check out my website. I'd be happy to work with you directly, one-on-one, help you role-play and create this conversation, help you discover what's most meaningful to you so you can really bring it into your conversations. But I encourage you, you know, I've been on a couple of these conversations. Adam and the Brain Garden team have got some incredible tools and a procedure to share. And so, you know, I'd be happy to join you in the future.
Thanks, Craig. Really appreciate it. In the future, we will talk about networking meetings, you know, and joining networking groups and things like that, in ways to get out there and start filling your prosperity bucket. And I can tell you that, well, we're down to 1 minute. This has been an awesome call, Greg. I really appreciate it.
I'll hang around. If people want to hang around, I'm happy to stick around for, you know, another 15 minutes, half hour.
This call ends in a minute, so it's not going to be...
What's the website?
Lifecamp.com.
LifeCamp.com. So I thank everybody for, you know, coming on the call. Please send me an email, adam@healthyisp. Send your feedback on or give me a call, 941-312-0430.